This is Who's Talkin' on Fox Sports 910. Diehard Wahoo Frank Maloney and former Wahoo basketball standout Jim Hobbo Hobgood break down the Cavaliers each week by bringing you inside the game and behind the scenes of UVA sports with all-star interviews and unique insight that only Frank and Hobbo can provide. Who's Talkin' is brought to you by Ortho Virginia, LeClaire Ryan Law, TGI Fridays, Town Bank of Richmond, TheSaver.com, Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialists, Hildrup Moving and Storage, Kelleher Heating and Air, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, Lemaire Restaurant at the Jefferson Hotel, Holly Martin Partners, and West Hampton Cleaners, with special contributions from Sarge Reynolds and Buford Scott. Now, Who's Talking is on Fox Sports 910. Here's Frank and Hobbo.
Welcome to Who's Talking tonight. We're here at Fridays at Glenside and Broad. This is a return visit. We're excited to be here. We got Jim Hobgood on my left. I got Terry Gates on my right. This is Frank on the mic, and welcome to Who's Talking.
You know, if there's ever been a thorn between two roses, this is another example here this evening.
I would say that. Can you turn my mic down, please?
Thorn.
At any rate, yeah, as Frank said, if you're listening here, we're here not only for our show between 6 and 7, but we're going to hang around with a number of Wahoo faithful who are already gathered here to watch the Who's play the Miami Hurricanes at 7 o'clock on ESPN in what probably is the most important game of the season to date.
Huge game. The Wahoos have ascended to number 3 in the AP and the coaches' polls. That's big news today. That's the highest Virginia has been ranked this season, number 3 in the polls. Terry, what are your thoughts on that? I know that's got to be kind of exciting to you.
It means nothing. I mean, it's one game at a time.
Yeah,
you know, if they lose tonight, it means nothing.
When Terry played, they had to lose to drop to number 3. You know, that.
they were, 23 weeks at number 1, weren't you?
Yeah, no. But 6 or 7, I think.
No, negatory. Yeah. I'm going to go back and double-check that.
Well, regardless, I mean, you know, the key, and Terry, you can comment on it. I think the great thing for Virginia beyond the ranking, and I think Terry and I would agree the rankings are more for the fans than they are for the team. But Virginia controls its own destiny. You know, they have 4 games left in the regular season, 4 difficult games, starting tonight in Miami, Carolina Saturday at home, next Tuesday at Clemson, and then finish up with, what's that team in Kentucky there, Terry? I got to defer to you to pronounce it.
Louisville.
All right, yeah. We play them the final regular season game, but basically if Virginia wins out, they can do no worse than a first-place tie with Carolina, and they would be the top seed
right
for the ACC tournament because they would have won the head-to-head game against Carolina. So,
but
so
all that's meaningless
if they don't win tonight.
Correct.
Yeah, so tonight, one game at a time. Now, the good news is the last couple of road games at Pitt and at Louisville, the team played extraordinarily well, so hopefully they'll bring that same focus tonight to Coral Gables.
You know, they're playing, no question they're playing better. I think they're more focused. I think you've seen Devin Hall bring a lot to the team as a starter, and I think Isaiah Wilkins has stepped his game up. He's very active, and I think the team's a lot more comfortable with just the whole team. I mean, I think what happened a couple years ago when they had probably the worst loss in December when Tennessee
right
just completely, we saw several players fall out of the rotation. And you haven't seen that completely now, but you've seen some players have less playing time than others. And
yeah, the bench has gotten a little short. He's been going 9 deep, but certainly Evan Nolte and Darius Thompson have not been playing quite as much.
And Jack Salt has been totally minimized.
No, wait a minute. You're Jack Salt? That in November you were saying how good he was going to be? Yes, you went on, Frank. You went on. And I said he has to get in the game.
I say poppycock to that. I said,
no.
Play Toby 25 minutes is what I've been saying.
No.
All right, let's do a little bit of homework real quick here. First, we want to welcome the UVA Club of Richmond. Hooray for the UVA Club of Richmond. All right, come on out to Glenside and Broad. The Friday's here. This is a wonderful venue. They remodeled a couple years ago. We've got, I can see 8 large screen televisions here, so you can see all the games fit to be seen. The Wahoos, the number 3 Wahoos, will play Miami, which are now ranked number 11, tonight at 7 o'clock. So there's going to be a game-watching party here at Fridays. In the meantime, just to mention a couple things. First off, the UVA Club of Richmond is hosting a downtown luncheon series at Sam Miller's this coming Thursday, February the 25th, 11:45 to 1:15. And if you just Google UVA Club of Richmond, you can get the information, and you can register. Also, there's the food fight talking points here. The 12th annual Wahoos versus Hokies food fight presented by Martin's ends Friday, February 26th. And this thing has always been exciting. I've been involved since the food fight originated, and I can remember building the boxes with the labels on them so people could put their dry goods in there. And
my guess is you were involved in a few food fights back in your days in Charlottesville.
Terry was. That's for sure.
I respect it. I respect food.
So go to any Martin's, and they've got the boxes there, and you can put your items there. You can come to Fridays here tonight.
Or you can contribute cash, can't you?
Yes, you can go online to do that. Let's see here. These are non-perishable items. They benefit the Central Virginia Food Bank, which is called Feed More Today. Let's see if I can get something here. Online donations are still good. I think if you just look up Hokies versus Who's.com, you can make your online donations. So please do that before February 26th. It's a very important cause, and we applaud the UVA Club of Richmond for carrying this project forward for so many years.
How come they got the top billing? How come it's Hokies versus Who's and not Who's versus
Hokies?
I don't
know. It doesn't matter.
Hey, all Billy, right. Billy McMullen's in the house. He'll be joining us later. And at the, you got another announcement here?
Not that
or
one.
We can talk. We got Terry Gates now, Billy McMullen, and Robert Fish before the hour is out.
So we're excited to have some former athletes and a former Virginia Radio Network assistant broadcaster and Robert Fish joining us later. Billy is standing off to the side, so we will talk about the football program in Bronco Mendenhall shortly. All right, back to basketball. All right, Terry Gates, looking at the schedule, we've got Miami tonight. The Hoos will host North Carolina this Saturday for a 6:30 game that will be hosted by ESPN Game Day, which is a big deal. Then the Hoos will travel to Clemson, and then they will host Louisville in Charlottesville. That game time has not been announced. That's the following Saturday. That wraps up the regular season. What do the Wahoos have to do now to make sure that they're a top four seed going into the ACC tournament? Because that's really the key thing. When you have that one of the top four seeds, that guarantees that you don't play until Thursday of the ACC tournament.
I think you just have to focus on the moment. You mentioned ranked number three in the country. That could be the distraction. Right now, two of those four games I can think of, if you went to Vegas, it's probably a pick 'em. It's a pick 'em tonight in the paper.
It is.
Saturday could be a pick 'em.
Yeah, I think Terry's exactly right. You play them one at a time. You focus on the game tonight with the knowledge that if Virginia takes care of its own business, they don't need to worry about being in the top four. They'll be the number one seed. So I think you start looking at the schedule and the other teams, who they're going to play when you lose a game or two. Right now, the focus is winning tonight in Coral Gables.
All right, so let's frame this game tonight. The Wahoos are 10-4, 21-5. Miami is 10-4, 21-5. However, the Wahoos are coming off a win last Monday night against NC State. And unfortunately for Miami, they're coming off a brutal loss at the Smith Center, and they looked terrible.
That's a hangover.
Yeah,
that's a hangover.
Jim Larinaga, a former assistant coach at UVA and a former head coach at George Mason, and now the head coach at Miami. How does he rebuild the confidence for the Hurricanes as they entertain the Wahoos tonight down there in Coral Gables?
Well, you know, you're getting down to your last 10 games of the year. If you're successful in those, you have a great season. But right now, they've put themselves in a very nice position. They're hosting Virginia tonight. They played well in Charlottesville. I think the London Perrantes and Angel Rodriguez matchup is going to be good because those two, just watch them. They talk a lot out of the side of their mouth. Rodriguez is that type of kid, and London's not going to back down from that. So it's going to be a very hard-fought game. And any victory, you win by one, you go home, you take it, and you prepare for Carolina. But it's going to be a tough game.
Well, I think, you know, when Virginia played Miami in Charlottesville, I thought they gave up a lot of good looks from three, and Miami just didn't convert those shots. The Miami game and even the Syracuse game that Virginia won at home, I didn't think they played as well as they've been playing in the last couple of weeks. You know, the NC State game last Monday night, particularly in the second half, I think that's as good as the team has played all year on both the offense and the defensive end. The offensive execution was really good. The defense, after a first half where they struggled a little bit, because I think NC State scored on their first six or seven possessions in that game, and it was tied at halftime. But the second half, clearly, Virginia came out of the locker room, had a 13-2 run, just took control of the basketball game, and it was relatively easy from that point forward.
Yeah, the last 30 minutes were really, really well played in State. And sometimes your step slow, they hit some shots. You said they were 6-6. I mean, they scored the first seven possessions. That's
right.
That's a tough thing. But for them to go from 6-6 and shoot, what, 32% for the game, means they didn't do very well the rest, you know, the next 30 possessions.
Yeah, and Brogdon, you know, the thing, we got to give a shout-out to Malcolm Brogdon. You know, it's still, in my mind, unusual to have your best offensive player get the toughest defensive of assignment. You know, you got Seth Allen against the Hokies. He got Cat Barber last week against NC State. Did a terrific job. Barber was held to 14 points, had two assists, five turnovers, so not a very good game by his standards.
No, not for a gentleman who, you know, he has a ball in his hands all the time. And if you control what he does, you're going to win that basketball game.
Brogdon, in my mind, is the ACC Player of the Year to beat. He was the preseason pick by the media down in Charlotte. I voted in that preseason nomination. And Marcus Paige was the other leading candidate. Marcus Paige has not been outstanding. But Brogdon is only averaging 17.8 points a game. He's got 76 assists, 111 rebounds. He's played the most minutes for the Cavaliers, 34.1 minutes a game. And you can't begin to put a number in terms of his composure and his patience.
I tell you, I want to find his foot surgeon from when they would shut him down his freshman year,
yes,
that operate on both his feet. For him to play 34 minutes a game is it's remarkable.
And clearly he's extending or giving up energy on both ends of the floor. It's not like he's laying down on the defensive end. He's playing hard on both ends. And as Tony said after the game, he really appreciates the fact that Malcolm is a complete player.
Right. But there's some mental energy being expended there too. So that made this week nice for them to take a couple nights off and not practice. And
no, I think it was a well-timed week off for them, because, you know, not that nobody that I'm aware of was hurt or had an injury that needed to get better, but just a week off at that stage. I'm sure Tony told them to, you know, not even come to the gym for a couple of days, just to get away from it briefly. So they could maybe at the end of the week start focusing on Miami.
You know, you mentioned the Syracuse, you mentioned the first Miami game, and the defense was a little slow. But I think what you've seen since then is the emergence of Isaiah Wilkins, who,
right,
when they downsized and went to him as maybe the de facto center, or you can call Gill, maybe there's just two forwards being playing out there. That really added some quickness and guys that get after it.
Well, they needed that inside defensive presence. You know, they had Mitchell and Atkins the last several years, and Isaiah Wilkins is not there yet, but he's also only a second year. You know, I mean, I think as he develops, I think he's, and even in recent games, he's been more confident on the offensive end. I think against NC State, he had 13 points against, no, that's 13 rebounds. He only had 6 points, but. He certainly has gotten to the point where if he has that open look at the elbow, he's willing to go ahead and shoot it.
He's taken that. Also, when they do that pick and roll, when he jumps out on the top side of that, it's a lot nicer to have him out there than a Jack Salt or Mike Toby. It's just the athletic ability, the quickness factor out there.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing that's a positive development for the basketball team is that Mariel Shayok has been coming on. He's able to play more minutes. He's able to play sort of a versatile form of defense to help Tony Bennett with his lineup. His shooting touch is coming back, and I thought he made a brilliant pass to Malcolm Brogdon at the end of the Duke game for that reverse layup.
I think Malcolm Brogdon made a great catch. when Mario went up, Malcolm was underneath the basket.
And you had to believe he was going to shoot it.
Yes.
You know, you didn't think he was going to pass at that point in time. You had to position
yourself. Believe me, there's some guys you play with, you can throw it to their left hand, they're going to catch it. Yeah. There's others. The lady in the front row's got a Coke all over. So, you know.
Well, it's funny, and you know this, a lot of times when it comes down to money time or the game is on the line, there are a lot of guys that would rather not take that shot. And maybe Mario was a little nervous about taking a shot that was going to either win or lose the game. And all of a sudden he saw Malcolm and decided, I'm going to get it to the star.
Well, that's the next step for this team. Who takes the shot at the end of the game? Everyone's expecting Malcolm to take it, maybe London. Gill's going to have a guy 6'10", 6'11", on him, and he needs a couple steps to get his shot off. So
right.
It's up to Devin Hall and Isaiah now to take some big shots, you know, down the stretch. Good shots, open shots, but those guys need to say, I'm open, you're not guarding me, I'm a shooter.
Well, it's one thing to take a shot in maybe the last couple of minutes. It's also something else to take a shot in the last 10 seconds, you know. I mean, I always go back to Al McGuire, you know, the old Marquette coach. He said when the game's on the line, get the ball to your star. And Malcolm Brogdon is clearly our star.
But there's teams in this league that can take that star out of the game, and especially, you know,
yeah,
with this team.
Certainly try to.
Yeah.
You know, a player we haven't talked about is Darius Thompson. We haven't mentioned Devin Hall much. But I think both those players are certainly capable of taking some big shots, although maybe not the one in the last 10, 15 seconds.
Well, Darius Thompson, I think that's still one of his. I would think if I'm coaching him or talking to him in the off season, I'm working on his shot, because if he could become a more consistent perimeter shooter, he clearly has unbelievable athletic ability, and I think that's the reason that Devin Hall and Mariel Shayok have gotten more minutes recently. I think they're just a little better on the defensive end, and they may be a more consistent perimeter shooter.
All right, we are headed to break here. On the other side, we'll keep, we may switch chairs here for a moment and sneak Billy McMullen in. Anyhow, come on out to Fridays at Glenside and Broad Street. This is a lot of fun out here. We've got a good crowd forming, and I can see about 25 Wahoos in front of me, and I know there's more inside the restaurant. This place is jamming. The UVA Miami basketball game is coming up at 7 o'clock. We've got drawings. We've got a charitable endeavor here with the food fight donations. Come on out to Fridays, and stay with Who's Talking. We're coming back in about 4 minutes.